If you love fiction, true crime, and true stories from around the world with a little bit of history, then welcome, welcome! This is the place for you. Welcome to the LP Experience, a place for you to kick back, relax, and enjoy some real-life stories as well as fiction stories. I'm your host, LP. Oh yeah, let's go!
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but Merry Christmas in advance, and Merry Christmas if you're listening to this on Christmas Day, which would be awesome. Hi, my name is Oppie. Welcome to the Oppie Experience, and I am so excited to be having this special episode today. I am really, really excited to be having this special episode because it is awesome, if I must say so myself. If you have been here before, welcome. If you are new here, welcome, 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 welcome to the family. Whew. Well, Christmas is around the corner, and by the time I'm recording this, Christmas is actually tomorrow, which is Friday. And, you know, people are excited, people are traveling, and it's just, you know, it's in this 2020, it's nice to just have something to celebrate. Even though you should celebrate life every day, but it's just nice to, you know, just have that festive season once again. And today, like I said, like the title is a special episode because I am not going to be the only one here talking about Christmas as usual. I'm not going to be the only one. You're not going to be listening to only my voice in this episode. You're going to listen to a couple of voices and a couple of people sharing what Christmas means to them and so many other things. But before I go into that, I would also like to talk about Christmas and answer the questions that I ask people, or just talk about Christmas in general. Okay, so when it comes to Christmas, for me, I have always been the Grinch. I have literally always been the Grinch. To me, Christmas is just another day. Christmas was just another day that, you know, people come together. I just felt it was overrated. Apart from the religious, because I'm Christian, so I understood the importance of celebrating Jesus' birth, and, you know, that is the only part of Christmas I actually I'm like, okay, yes, I'm so excited about that. I'll get to celebrate that. But then the whole festive season, the Christmas movies that come out, all those things, I just find them a bit too, and even my siblings have, they asked me recently, they were like, why are you like this? Why don't you find Christmas exciting? You never really find Christmas exciting. I'm just like, it's like I'm just waiting for the day to come and go. Seriously, that's how I was. But this, listening to the contributions of the people that are going to talk today in today's episode, people that I'm going to share their stories, and the special visitors I have in today's episode, just listening to their stories just made me realize how special Christmas actually is. And I'm not just saying that because it's my podcast and I want you to enjoy the episode or listen to the episode, but I was really smiling as I listened to so many experiences and so many stories, and, you know, just listening to the different ways that people actually celebrate Christmas, it just made me look at how Christmas is celebrated in my family, and it just made me kind of start getting into the holiday spirit. So this Christmas is actually different for me because I am not the Grinch this Christmas. I'm actually excited about Christmas, and I'm looking forward to it, because when you look at it and you look at the different ways people celebrate Christmas and the traditions that people have for Christmas and how people come together and family, it makes you just realize how important Christmas is. So what does Christmas mean to me? Christmas is, apart from the biblical meaning, is, and, you know, about the birth of Christ and all that, it's just a season where people just come together, and, you know, after a whole year of trials and lots of things going on, it's just a time to just come together and put all that aside and relax and just enjoy family. And family is very important during Christmas, and it's also a time to celebrate. Everyone is jolly, everyone is happy, everyone is excited, and yeah, that's what Christmas is to me. And my family, when it comes to traditions for Christmas, my family, we do have a tradition. We always do this gift thing where we exchange gifts, and I always find it exciting because you never know what you're going to be getting, and you also have to think of gifts. As I'm even talking, I am thinking of a gift to give my family, and that is one tradition that we have been keeping for a while. So that is one thing that even makes me excited about Christmas, the fact that I'm going to be getting something, because who doesn't like getting? But it's also a season of giving, so we give, and yeah, there's just something special about it. The food you eat, everything is just extra on Christmas Day. And so my favorite Christmas song is, I was thinking about it before recording this episode, and I was like, what's my favorite Christmas song? My favorite Christmas song is, there's this song I had on my phone, actually, because I really liked it. I really liked the song, and I will try and sing it. Sing we now of Christmas, Noel sing we here. Sing of faithful praises to a babe so dear. Sing ye Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing the song of Christmas, Noel sing we here. And I also like I like that one too. And then this Christmas, one of my favorite artists, Sabrina Claudio, came out with a Christmas album, and I just love every song on that Christmas album. And so yes, I'm just putting it out there, and I really really enjoyed her songs on that album. And so yes, so that's it. So I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's get into the special segment of this special episode. And I got a couple of friends, and yes, a couple of friends, they're all my friends actually, and I told them to, you know, share their experience with Christmas, what Christmas means to them. And like I said earlier, it made me really excited for Christmas. So if you are someone that Christmas is not something that you find really exciting, or you don't even see Christmas as a big deal, it's just there, it's just blah for you, you might want to listen to this episode, because listening to these people share their experience with Christmas and what Christmas means to them and the traditions, and sharing jokes and even laughing, I think is going to kind of get you in the mood of Christmas and in the whole Christmas feels and all that feelings. And yes, so I want to say a huge thank you to every single person that agreed to do this with me, and for every single visitor, for every single person that took out time to share their Christmas experience. I want to say a huge thank you to all of you, and I love you guys. I love you all. All right, so let's get right into it and enjoy.
Hello, it's Iowa, also known as Mayo Fresh. Christmas for me, it's a season of love, a season of giving, season of joy and happy times, sharing it with your loved ones, your friends and families, you know, just hanging around most of my family members that I only get to see, let's say, the new year. I might not see some of them till Christmas period. So it's like, for me, it's a period whereby we all come together and, you know, rejoice, laugh, eat, drink, be merry till the new year. So, you know, there's this tradition in my family. First of all, I'm the first born of my dad, first male grandson, you know, first of almost everything basically. So whenever we gather together for the Christmas party and all that, I'm the barman, you can put it that way. I'm always the barman. Christmas or New Year, I'm the barman. Always in charge of drinks, watching out for for predators, people that, you know, come through and then they want to bite more than they can chew. Yeah. So, you know, in charge of drinks, in charge of water, anything liquid, basically, I'm your guy. They just hear my name in the place, my girlfriend, my uncle is calling me, my aunties, everybody, my blah, 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 blah. I know that. So, you know, it has happened a lot of times that I'm used to it. So, they didn't even have to tell me before I mount my position and begin duty. So yeah, that's one tradition. And there's another secret. It's a weakness for me, actually. Not a lot of people know this, but I don't know, for some reason I just feel comfortable talking about it here, probably because it's an audio and not a video, so yeah, I think I'm safe. But yeah, I don't know how to hold chicken. I can't hold chicken. I'm 21 years old. I'm a guy. Though, holding chicken is not gender-based. But I can't hold a chicken. I can't even kill it. I can't catch it. Even if it tied legs, I can't hold it by the wings. Like, it's live. It's alive. How can you hold something that is alive? I can eat it, no qualms. I can crush the bones. Yes, call me lazy, call me FFO, call me whatever. But I can't. It's not for me, man. You know, there's some things that are meant for certain people, but nah. Yeah, that is one thing I can't do. Talk you to the same thing. That's that throat area. Makes me cringe sometimes. So yeah, that's it about Christmas for me. And okay, not really much of a singer, but I'm just gonna sing the common song, pardon me, but help me take it like that, which is a Christmas song. No, I can sing Noel. Yeah, Noel. Born is the King of Israel. Noel. Born is the King of Israel. Yeah, that's it. So, me once again, Mio Frush, signing out. Peace.
Hi there, my name is Ibukun, but my friends call me IBK. So, what does Christmas mean to me? Wow. Christmas, aside the biblical meaning, for me, it has to do with the joy that comes with the season, the idea of being with your loved ones, your family members, people that make you happy, people you care about, and, you know, just being happy, more or less, you know what I'm saying? So, when you're with these loved ones or you're sharing moments with these people, that's Christmas to me. And let's not forget the giving. The giving aspect of Christmas to me is unforgettable. You have to give to people that don't have, or people who do have, you know, just share something no matter how little, you know, and that's what Christmas is for me. And of course, it's the time when Jesus was born, or the period in which Jesus was born, where we get to, you know, celebrate the birth of Christ and everything. And I love Christmas because it's so festive and jolly. Like, people are just usually very happy around Christmas and everything. And that's Christmas to me, really. That's Christmas to me. Yeah, a special Christmas tradition we have in my family. Okay. There's always a Christmas tree in my house. We don't really have decorations around my house, no mistletoe and everything, but the Christmas tree is always set up. When I was much smaller, we never had one of the synthetic Christmas trees, actually. Because of the kind of trees we had in my house, my dad used to climb the trees and chop them down Then my older brothers would drag them into the house and we'd have the tree, like a real tree, right? Then we decorate them. Then as my dad grew older, obviously he couldn't climb the tree, so he bought us a synthetic tree that we're still using today. So the tradition is, my dad would put it in the living room and he and I would, you know, arrange the tree. You know, it's folded up, so we'd, you know, bring it down the branches and put all the decorations and everything, and then somehow, you know, poof, there are Christmas presents under the tree the next morning, and I'm like, ooh. But then as I grew older, there were less Christmas presents. But hey, that's all well and good, because life itself is a Christmas gift. It's important. So yeah, decorating the tree is something my dad and I do together. My siblings didn't have that hard guy, but just kidding. You know, decorating the Christmas tree is actually my favorite part of the festive period. My dad and I do it together. So yeah. Let's see. An interesting story from my previous Christmas celebration. Last year, that's 2019, there was nothing under the tree the night before. In fact, last year was the year that I know that I actually got the Christmas gift. Prior to then, nothing. So I woke up and I came downstairs, and it's so funny because I was with my sister in my room and I didn't notice anything. Apparently she had bought us all Christmas gifts, because when I came downstairs Christmas morning, there were gifts under the tree for everybody, and I got the headset. I was like, whoa. That's an interesting story, because I don't even know how she did it. Nobody even knew. Like, she was actually wrapping something, but I didn't notice. But hey, you know. Okay, my favorite Christmas song, oh my gosh, it's Carol of the Bells. So,
hark, hark the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to young and old, meek and the poor. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song, with joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear, words of the cheer, from everywhere, filling the air.
Very, very funny, I don't know the full lyrics. And then there's the hymn, While Shepherds Watched, so...
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around.
I don't know the full hymn, but that's actually my favorite Christmas hymn. And there's so many other songs, but I really, really like this festive season, even though it feels less festive this year because of Corona. But I'm very, very happy and very, very jolly. And thank you for having me.
Hi, Merry Christmas. My name is Remy. What does Christmas mean to Remy? Okay, so Christmas to Remy signifies the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior and your Savior. One special thing I and my family always do during Christmas is to share food and ice drinks to our neighbors and our friends. And I think one thing I find very interesting during Christmas is whenever I go back to my neighbor's house or I go visit my friends to get the baskets and the plates back, their parents always give me mint money. I don't know why they give me mint money though, but I'm always so happy. I mean, who doesn't like free money? Anyways, my favorite Christmas song will be Oh Holy Night, Oh Holy Night. Merry Christmas, everyone, and I wish you a prosperous and a wonderful Happy New Year. Bye, guys!
Hi, everyone, it's Nosa here. So, what does Christmas mean to me? Well, Christmas for me, it's basically the celebration of Christ. It's the celebration, it's the beginning of the celebration of Christ coming to save my soul. So it's a very special moment, because it's like all the preparation leading to Easter, which is Jesus's death and resurrection. So for me, it is basically the preparation stages for my salvation, and it's very important for me because, you know, it took God so much. It took Him serious planning and dedication for me, a sinner. Like, sometimes I just think about it, I'm like, for me? Oh my gosh. So yeah, Christmas for me is basically God planning, God thinking so much of me that he had to do it right. So he didn't want to, you know, make a mistake or anything. He sent his child just for me and just because of me, and that's just amazing. Okay, what's a special Christmas tradition me and my family? Well, I would say all my life growing up, we've always spent Christmas together as a family. So it starts with we dress up, we go to church, come back, have breakfast, you know, just enjoy each other's company. We can even sleep. We can even all sleep and then wake up and then we play games, we drink, we get a toast. Oh, we have a toast rather. We pray, definitely. We do the whole family prayer, you know. We say what we are thankful for, because it's also the wrap of a year. So, and being of, you know, preparing for a new year. So yeah, basically we just spend time together. That is what we do, like every Christmas, you know, we have fun together as a family, say what we are thankful for, say what we would like for the new year, spend the day together, basically, you know, playing games and the likes. Yeah. Any interesting story from previous Christmas celebration?
Last Christmas celebration. Well, last Christmas, I would say 2019 Christmas was really amazing, because my sister got married, and yeah, she got married, like a week or a few days before Christmas. So everyone was around, my sisters and their husband, my brother. So we did this game show. My sister has a YouTube channel, so we played these games, and I won, by the way. So yeah, we played these games. At the end, we now decided to do girls versus boys games. Then we did husbands versus wives. It was just so cool. I didn't have a husband, so I was stuck with my brother. But it was so cool. We spent time together. My dad even also joined in the, you know, partying. So that's one Christmas that I wouldn't forget. So yeah. My favorite Christmas song. Oh my God, my favorite Christmas song. Oh my God, now that you say favorite, like a million Christmas songs are just running into my mind, and I don't know. Oh my God, I'm beginning to sound like, okay, I don't think it's my favorite, because I have like a whole lot of Christmas songs that I like, but it will definitely be All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yeah, by Mariah Carey. Yeah. All right, that's all. Bye, guys.
Hey, my name is Ibupun Simples. Christmas is, I love Christmas. It's like the festive period. It is a festive period. The gifts, the carols, and when Christmas comes, you know that the new year is close. So it's like this happy time with family, and then some holidays. So I like going for Christmas holidays. When you're leaving school, you're leaving for Christmas. Yeah, it's the best. A special tradition. Every Christmas, me and my dad goes to church for morning mass, Christmas carol. We've been doing that for more than 5 years now, so it's kind of like a tradition to go to church on Christmas Day. Any interesting story? There's one. It was a long time ago when I was spending Christmas with my aunt. And my aunt is a Quechua, so I did Christmas with my aunt's family and all my cousins. And you know how they do Thanksgiving abroad? That's how this Christmas was, because there was turkey, food, plenty of food. There was desserts, cake, ice cream, baked potato, curry. It was the best. Like, just experimented that day. And you know me, I like food. So yeah, I'll never forget that Christmas. Because I don't think I've eaten enough delicacies on any Christmas than that Christmas. It was like the best. Yeah, I wish I could have another one. this year it's not gonna happen anyway, but we'll see. So my favorite Christmas song, I love plenty Christmas songs. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. I also love Christmas Hymns, but there's this, like, this is actually my favorite Christmas song, Oh Holy Night. Mariah Carey also sang her version, but I love that song. If I can sing, my voice might be rusty, so I don't know how good it will be, but let's give it a go. Okay. Oh, holy night, the stars are shining brightly. It is a night of our dead Savior's birth. I think I'll let that stop there. I don't want to make a mistake. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, my name is Adele B, and I'm so excited to share my own Christmas story. Yay! It's Christmas, guys, and if you ask me, Christmas to me is about the fun, the laughter, the love, the giving, family, friends, and of course, overeating. I do know I like to overeat a lot during Christmas, but that's by the way, you see. So Christmas can be a really crazy but beautiful time of the year, and I just like to watch the elaborate decorations and listen to classical carols. But not too long ago, I came across a popular Christmas poster that read, Jesus is the reason for the season. Right there, I realized that after all that's been said and done, Jesus is the core of Christmas. So Christmas is God's amazing gift to you and to me. I remember as a child, I used to have, you know, this fantasy of seeking out toys and presents with the help of this year's big toy box, for those of us who know. And then when the presents were set under the Christmas tree, I'll just go there, try to feel them to see if I could make out what's actually in those boxes. But honestly speaking, I never always got what I wanted, like not at all. Yeah, it was that bad. But we also had this family tradition where all our families, I'm talking about the extended family, got to travel down to the big house, and we would all just sit and have a nice big warm dinner. And then the little ones amongst us got so engaged in singing Christmas songs, and we did that because there was an extra present for the one who knew how to sing the most Christmas songs. Yeah. So imagine how much fun that was. But that was back in the good old days, you see. So for my family now, we celebrate Christmas by simply decorating the entire house, exchanging gifts, going to church, going out together, and later on we just have a big dinner. Something hilarious always happens to us almost every Christmas. Well, this happened a few years ago. On that fateful Christmas evening, we had food set out on the dining table, and at the very center of it was the beautiful chocolate red velvet cake. And you can imagine how we all looked forward to cutting our cake and eating it. But out of nowhere, my brother's chair snapped, and as he tried to position himself from falling to the ground, it ended in premium tears. I mean, he tried holding steadily onto the table, but he ended up grabbing onto the tablecloth, and then he tipped over the contents on the table. Like, the only thing I remembered was that the beautiful cake that not only adorned the center of our table was, but also our hearts, was now splattered everywhere on the floor. Gosh, I remember crying, honestly, because I had so much look forward to eating that cake. But at last, it was a happy Christmas, yes. But the only difference was a whining and screaming child was deprived of the cake. Oh my, this is tough. I mean, choosing just one favorite Christmas song is so hard because I've always been that girl who loves to listen to Christmas songs all year round. But at the moment, Silent Night is one of my most favorite Christmas songs. So I'd like to sing my favorite Christmas song, Silent Night, and as you listen, may you be blessed. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Okay, hey there. My name is Faith Abda, and welcome to my YouTube channel. Okay, for real. So, I'm here to give this talk. I don't know. About what Christmas means. Christmas is tough, yeah? I don't know. Okay, I'm doing a bad job. I apologize for any mistake I'm using the media, okay? So, what does Christmas mean? But I'm going to talk a lot about when I was little, because these are the memories I have. These are the good memories. These are the memories I have. When I was little, Christmas was all about singing. Yeah, Christmas was all about the music. Yes, it was all about the music too. Because of the time we all get together, and our church would do Christmas carol, and would do it, and I don't know, a lot of people would do it, and we'd just go and we'd sing and sing and sing and sing all the hymns. And I wasn't all about this song, it was just check the halls and all this jingle, but no, I was about the hymns and all the things. I think that's what mattered a lot for me. Yeah. And Christmas now is kind of overrated. And it doesn't really feel like Christmas anymore because everything just gets expensive. Even just that time, everything just gets expensive now. And you go to church, sharp. But I don't know. Yeah. Okay, Christmas is also the time when me and my mom sit down and we watch all these Christmas movies, all these feel good movies, you know? The ending, everything just works out and gives you this gay feeling. I know. Yeah. Where's me and my mom? Where's me and my mom? We watch movies together a lot, chat. And we always go for this rom com, all these chick flicks. Okay, chick flicks in book. You know, all these chick flicks and things like that. So, it's a beautiful time, chat. Spend with people you love, I guess. But nowadays, Nigeria is not safe. So everybody should just stay where they are for Christmas, please. Stay where you are. Stay where you are right now. Wish I did when I was little, so I wish not able to travel any books. So I get stories and have stories, and the migration is over, and everybody just knows how to swim because of this river. And I used to wish I could just. special Christmas tradition you have in your family, or even a tradition you have within your family. So, I think I've already said something like that. This movie watching, yeah, that movie watching is really a tradition for me and my mom. We always do that. God, I've already answered all this. Christmas carols, I just said that. Yes, Christmas carols is a must. Christmas carols is a must. Like, I need to sing my hymns. I need to get all my voice. I need to get my opera voice and sing all those hymns. Yes. Christmas tradition. Yeah, my mom, during Christmas, my mom always buys carrots and spring onions and running beans and things like that. She always buys it in bulk and we always fight over it. But she always says I should be the one to help her and chop it all up. And I'm like, I have 3 boys. How can they get nice and mix it up? I want to be faster. She's like, and they're boys. Blah, 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 blah. You are the one that's going to marry and be a wife. And I'm like, hold up, what? And then we fight and we fight and fight. Sometimes I see them do it all by herself. Let me just see that. Those are the traditions we have. Okay, any interesting story of my previous Christmas? I remember my first Christmas. Christmas, I love all the decorations. This is school, and then my neighbors. I know I had neighbors that pull out the tree, you know, do all the fairy lights, Christmas lights, and all. And then when you go out into town and you see all those lights and you see all those, it was so beautiful. Nowadays, people don't do that anymore. There's no money and there's no budget for that. And all these corporations, all these banks. Oh my god, that was highlight, it was magical to me. I remember going back to school this year and everywhere was just changed. It was like a different, it was like a fairy tale, and I was like, wow. And by then they were already preparing for this Christmas carol. So no, okay, I think I was in family 3. So I was normally too young for Christmas carol. So this was when my first Christmas, I'm old enough to participate. And I went there and they were like, I'm not really learning anything at that point. We're not learning anything. Every day we just come to school to practice this our Christmas party. We're going to do the drama, you know, the whole birth of Jesus. So, okay, so we do the Christmas and the story. Him before at that point, I've never heard him before. For some reason, all my classmates knew about me. Jeez, so I was the only person they gave paper with lyrics there, and they just told me to sit down and listen. So, like, when everyone was singing, and everyone was good, I don't know if everyone knew how to sing, we're just good, we knew how to harmonize, we knew how to part, we're really good at that. And then we had a good music teacher, shout out to Mr. What was his name again? Mr. John Paul, something like that. It meant so much to me. I don't even know why. So now this is my favorite Christmas song. I've already answered about this. This is my favorite. I'm not going to sing too. I'm just getting better. I just had a cough. I'm just getting better. I'm not trying to hear it in my voice. But this song was so meaningful. The lyrics and the whole opening, faithful, joyful, and long time. I think the second verse was all. I didn't even know the song. I ended up being the lead singer. Yeah, I ended up being the lead singer because I found so much passion. Like, come to the front, this girl. Come at my scale. So, I love that song. I love Happy Herald Angel. I love God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen. Good Christian, Merry Joyce. Glow, singing Elsa's Day. Glow. Oh my god, I know so many Christmas songs. And that Christmas, I think during the whole drama story, yeah, I was the narrator. Yes, yeah, so I had to now cram a lot of Bible verses and all. I did really well that year. So that year, my parents were all proud of me, and I was all there like, yes. And I was like, oh, it was a feel good year. That's what I remember. It was a really good year for me. And it was a really nice and magical year. And I think today, that's my best Christmas. Yes, that's my best Christmas to date. Another thing I liked about Christmas when I was little was all the NTA and AIT parties they do for children, because my mom always took us to those ones. When I was really young, my dad used to go to the village. He used to do migration without us. Can you imagine? I don't know why. I never knew. They never told us the reason. But my dad used to go without us. Very sad. And I think to make us all feel better, my mom started taking us all the NTA, Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel whatever. We'll go to the party. I'll dance. Oh, mom, I was on the street and they would all say, five children should come out for one pencil, whatever. And you just see me come out and I'm like, oh, my Jola, baby. And I was shaking my stuff. Yes. And, those are good times. Good times. Christmas is a nice year. Christmas is my favorite holiday. This is my first Christmas. I'm not spending with my parents because of school. Yeah. I think I've answered all these questions. Thank you. I hope this video isn't that bad. And I'm done. Can I plug myself? Can I plug my Instagram? And I'm not going to do it again. I've already said it. Why did I say I should have plugged? But thank you. Bye.
Hi, guys. My name is Fabo, also known as Fabi. Merry Christmas, guys. So, what Christmas means to me? Well, Christmas is a time of celebration, a time for sharing and showing love to people around, a time for celebrating the reason for Christmas, the reason for the season, and that is Jesus Christ. Celebrating His birth, His entirety, His mission, and His love for us. There's just this atmosphere that comes with celebrating Christmas. It's right from December 1st, you know, the atmosphere changed, there's this aura, everybody's happy, there's smiles everywhere, you know, Christmas trees, decorations, Christmas sales, Christmas this, Christmas that, Christmas everything. So it's a time for celebration, it's a time for celebrating Christ. When I was much, much younger, I used to say, oh, Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Yes, it is Jesus' birthday. You know, sometimes people use Christmas as a cliche, okay? When they say, oh, I just did Christmas for you, or let me just do Christmas for you. So it shows that Christmas is love, Christmas is grace, and love is a person, grace is a person, and that person is Jesus. So we are extending that love to our families, we're extending that love, we're sharing that love with our friends. So Christmas is a beautiful time, it's a beautiful season. Okay, my favorite Christmas song is That's What Christmas Is to Me. Am I guessing that right? Yes, That's What Christmas Means to Me, yeah, by Pentatonix. Let me try and sing it. Please pardon my voice, please. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Yeah, that is it. That's the chorus. Yeah, I didn't do justice to the song, but you guys should go and listen to the song. It's really, really, really amazing. So guys, Merry Christmas again. Enjoy your Christmas. Try and celebrate. You know, this year is one of a year. Like, it's a handful. It's a special year. Let's be positive. And you know, we thank God for God's love, for we being alive. Having the gift of family shows that God loves us and He has kept us to this moment. So why not celebrate
no matter how little it is, in a little way, let's celebrate, let's show love to people, you know, just put the burdens, put the difficulties behind, and focus on Christ, which is the reason for the season. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Rater 2021, in advance.
Okay, everyone, that was all. I hope you really enjoyed it. Like I said, I want to say thank you to everyone that contributed to this episode. And it was really fun listening to everybody's story, and I laughed at some, and I hope you really enjoyed it. So remember, have fun this Christmas, and until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to the LP Experience. I hope you enjoyed the story for today. But you know what? We're not going to leave it here. I want to hear what you have to say about the story for today. Don't forget to visit me on my social media at the LP Experience on Instagram, and let's continue the discussion over there. Until next time, bye.